Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Nobody like you, Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Nobody is like God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I greet you this morning in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Doris Dorsey of Spirit-Filled Women of God, Sisters in Christ Ministry. I welcome all of those on the line this afternoon. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And I pray that you will be blessed by the word on today. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. For truly, we have come to glorify the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. God is so good. There is nobody like him. Hallelujah. And I know that today that there are many of you today that can say that there is nobody like God, that he is an awesome God. He is a faithful God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Today I would like to look at the second chapter, verses 12 through 17. And for a topic, I would like to give, render your heart to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. But before I go into the word of the Lord, I'd like to say a little prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come before you this morning, Father God. Lord God, to ask that you use this vessel, Lord God, that your word will go forth, Father God, and that you may get the glory. I ask that your Holy Spirit, Lord God, will use this vessel, Lord God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your Doris will decrease, oh God, and your spirit, Lord God, will take control, Lord God, and bring forth your word, Father God, in the his dudum of power, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Use my voice, Lord God, that your spirit will speak, Lord God, powerfully, hallelujah, in the name of God, hallelujah. Lord, I thank you and I glorify you in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. There was a song that I was singing, and I'm only going to sing a little bit of it. Hallelujah. It's been in my spirit all weekend. And I know many of you know it. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Just a little bit of it. And it goes like this. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. Oh, how he walks with me. Oh, how he talks with me. Oh, how he tells me I am his own. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. Oh, how he comforts me. Oh, how he counsels me. Oh, how he amazes me that I am his friend. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. He knows my name. I'm talking about Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus knows my name. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. He knows those that are his, and those that are his knows him. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. As I said, render your heart to God, coming from Joel, the second chapter, verses 12 through 17. The word of God says, therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So render your heart and not your garment. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of good great kindness. And he relents from doing harm. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God. 15 says, blow the trumpet in Zion. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. 16 says, gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and nursing babes. Hallelujah. Verse 7, and let the bride go out from his chamber. And the bride from his dressing room. Excuse me. Let the bridegroom go out from his chamber, and the bridegroom from her dressing room. Verse 17 says, let the priests who minister to the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, O God, and do not give your heritages to reproach, that nations should rule over them. Why should say among the people, where is there a God? As I looked at the word of God and I looked at the commentary, and I looked at it, it says, does repent prevent catastrophic? In other words, does when you repent, does it prevent you from suffering or from having issues in life or troubles or trials or tribulations? It says, like removing a cancerous growth from the body, God sometimes uses a catastrophic to perform spiritual surgery. If repent does not follow sin, judgment will. With repentance, however, the full weight of God's wrath is restrained or sometime averted altogether. Natural consequences of sin may still follow, but repentance restores the relationship with God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name. Yet even now at the 11th hour, when destruction appears imminent, return to me, God is saying. Forsake yourself, chosen paths of rebellion. Come to your senses. Recognize me as your God and follow my instructions, said the Lord. This is the appeal of all the great prophets. We know that in the old, God sent all his prophets to the people. Glory be to the name of the Lord, to tell them to repent. Hallelujah. So thus says the Lord. Glory be. Repent emphasizes the ideal of conversion with all your heart, not only of the emotions, but of all the power of personalities, intellect, sensibilities, and will, all of activities of the human, hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord, the human spirit, all thoughts, all affections. In other words, surrender everything to God, hallelujah, or to be centered upon the Lord. In inward change, heart turning will manifest itself in the outward change of actions. In other words, when there's a change on the inside, glory be to the name of the Lord, it comes on the outside, hallelujah. When God's spirit is working on the inside of you, hallelujah, it's going to show on the outside, hallelujah. Render your heart and not your garment is a demand for moral and ethical religions. Repent must be heartfelt. It must not be a matter of mere ritual. Hallelujah. In other words, when you repent, you can't just be fooling around or playing. Hallelujah. It must come from within. Hallelujah. It must not be no ritual. Hallelujah. Joel, like all prophets, demand heart sorrow and a clean life following repentance. Repentance is not a work performed, a tearing of the garment. This expression of grief, but in inward sorrow, yearning, anguish, and a tearing of the heart. Grace is inclined to pardon. The sinner's mercy is possessing mercy in abundance, equivalent to full of compassion. Glory be to the name of the Lord. God is merciful to his people. Hallelujah. The Lord does not permit anger to break forth immediately, but he waits to see if the sinner will repent. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. The priests and the rulers are to appoint a fast. Hallelujah. Jesus said in his word that some things come by fasting and praying. Hallelujah. The sin of supplication is spares us. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. My God, my God. Joel is telling the people today. Hallelujah. Even us. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Those that are still in the world today. Hallelujah. That they must repent. Good Lord. God is ready to help his people. And he waits to be gracious. See, God is ready. He is always waiting on us. Glory be to the name of the Lord. When we are dealing with God, we are never without hope. Even in the midst of our extreme circumstances, God is always there. Oh, hallelujah. Which as in the case are his judgment, we can turn our hearts to him and find help and salvation. He is never vindicated or cruel. God is not a cruel God. He is gracious, oh, and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. We must repent quickly with moaning when we know that we have sinned. Confess our sins and let God, Holy Spirit, work in our hearts, continuously turning to God and keeping our affections on his will and his way. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, the Holy Ghost, he works on the inside. He renewing us, regenerating us, transforming us into the likeness of Jesus Christ, working on the inside. There's a song that says, I feel something working on the inside that's brought about a change on the outside. All Romans 6:23 says, all for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. All today, there is so much going on in the world today. People have sinned against God. They're rebellious against God. Oh, they don't want to accept the Son. And there's so much turmoil, so much destruction, so much devastation, so much death. Oh, but God is asking that we repent of our sins and turn to him. Eternal life is a gift of God through Christ Jesus. One master sin pays and earned wages of death. The other master God pays an unmerited grace, resulting in eternal life. Oh, my God, my God. Luke 15:7 says, I tell you in the same way. Oh, thank you, Lord God. There will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who don't need repentance. Oh, my God, my God. That's why when one sinner give their life to the Lord, we as the sisters and brothers and the angels in heaven all shall rejoice. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And welcome them into our family, the family of God. Jesus emphasizes how much God cares for every last soul, for every lost soul, and how joyfully he responds when each one is found. My God, my God. Turn it over to Jesus. Glory be to God. And he will will work it out for you. 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some count slackness, but is long suffering toward us, not willing that only should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God don't want us to perish. God didn't make hell for us. He didn't send, he's not going to send anybody to hell. Oh my God, my God. But Jesus said, repent of your sin. Oh my God, my God. He told Nicodemus that you must be born again. And the only way you can be born again is that you must repent of your sin. Oh my God, my God. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Be filled and sealed with the Holy Ghost. Although the wickedness of mankind call for immediate action, God withhold his righteous wealth and delay judgment. The Lord has not returned yet, said Peter, because he is patient with us and not wanting any to perish. My God, my God. Jesus said that no man knows the hour nor the day that the Lord is coming. Nobody but the Father. Some people think they have time. Oh, my God, my God. Some say I'll do it tomorrow. Some say I'll do it next week. Some say I'll do it next month. And some even say I'll do it next year. But right now, I got to do what I got to do. Oh, I got to do my thing. I can't give this up right now. Oh, hallelujah. I know God will understand. My God, my God. But no man knows the hour that the Lord is going to come. Luke 13:3 says, no, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all perish as well. My God, my God. I don't want to go to hell. I don't want to perish. I don't want to be separated from God. Life is hard. It's a struggle. Oh, sometimes you feel like you can't make it. Oh, hallelujah. My God, my God. But I know that God said in his word, oh, hallelujah, that he will never leave me nor forsake me. Oh, my God, my God. 2 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, verse 9 through 10. Paul says, oh, hallelujah. Paul says, let's tell you about Paul. Paul was one who persecuted Christians. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. He was standing there when Stephen was being stoned, and they threw the coat at Paul's feet. But one day, oh, hallelujah, my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Paul, Saul, met the Lord God on the road to Damascus. And Paul, Saul's life was changed forever. Even his name. Oh, my God, my God. Paul said, now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a gladly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. Oh, my God, my God. And verse 10 says, for godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. Paul did briefly felt pain. pain and causing them the Corinthian sorrow, but the result repentance with its lasting benefits made the pain worthwhile. Oh, hallelujah. Suffering loss for us, Paul's letter had not hurt them, but helped them. Godless sorrow, their response of turning toward God and repenting brought salvation, which would not be regretted. Oh, hallelujah. We got to tell our family. We got to reach out to others, those that are still lost in the world without a Savior. They may not want to hear it. Oh, my God, my God. But you plant that seed anyway. You tell them you must repent of your sin, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Oh, my God, my God. And then you pray for them, and you leave it in God's hand. Oh, my God, my God. Don't try to push it on them. Just tell them. Oh, my God, my God. Acts 2 and 38 through 41 says, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Verse 39 says, for the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off. My God, my God. As many as the Lord our God will call. Hallelujah. God is calling. He is calling. Oh, my God, my God. That's why we can't stop ministering the word of God. Because God is calling. He is calling some out of the world today. Oh, my God, my God. Verse 40 says, and with many others, words he testified and exalt them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. He said, be saved from this perverse generation. In verse 41, it says, then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls added to them. Oh, look at God. Look at the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Peter answer indicate three major components in conversion. One must repent, which means turning from sin, to be baptized in the name of Jesus, to publicly declare our repentance and faith. And that is symbolically identifies us with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, my God. Let me say that part again. It symbolically identifies us with the, oh, hallelujah, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Oh, my God, my God. The Holy Spirit is given as a gift and seal of conversion, empowering the believers for the life of faith. We can't do it without the Holy Ghost. Oh, my God, my God. That's why we must not grieve the Spirit of the Lord. That's why we must allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead and guide us. Oh, hallelujah. Acts 17 and 30 says, truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now command all men everywhere to repent. God is saying, repent. Oh, my God, my God. If we ever needed the Lord, we sure do need him now. Oh, my God, my God. There are a lot of people today that are dying without a Savior. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. But now commands humanity to acknowledge its evil ways and turn from their return. Hallelujah. Turn from them and repent. God has established a day of judgment. My God, my God. Which the world will be held accountable to the righteous standard set by Jesus Christ, whom God has raised from the dead. We as children of God. Hallelujah. That's why the word of God tells us we live in the world, but not according to the world. No matter what's going on in the world today, our trust and faith should be in God Almighty. Hallelujah. For we have the victory in him. My God, my God. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The word of God says, oh, hallelujah. My God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. And John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. We must repent today. Hallelujah. You see the turmoil. You see the world today. Hallelujah. There are so many, Lord, that are suffering. Hallelujah. My God, my God. That's why we must, as believers, y'all, continue to stand on the wall. Continue to preach the word in season, out of season, whether they want to hear it or not. My God, my God. My God, my God. God have called us on a mission, and our mission must be done until the Lord God gets finished with us. Hallelujah. With us, hallelujah. And his work is done. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Repent of your sins. Tell them, Lord God. Tell them that they must repent. Just what Joel was telling the people, that they must repent and turn back to God. There are so many today that are backslid. They're turned away from God because maybe God didn't answer them quick. Maybe they lost a loved one and they didn't understand how God can allow it to happen. But God is God, and nobody knows the mind of God. But we must still serve the Lord and have faith in him and trust in him, for he is faithful. He is merciful. My God, my God. Taste. The word of God tells the backslider to turn. Turn back to the Lord. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We must repent. We must continue to tell. Hallelujah. Even our enemy, we must let them know. Hallelujah, that they must seek God. We must pray for them. Hallelujah, and stand on God's word. Glory be to the name of the Lord. We must stand on the word of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God and he's still sitting on the throne. Hallelujah, he's still in control. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let not our living be in vain, but let us continue to Trust in the Lord. Remember what God did for you. Remember how you got to where you are today. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Reach out for somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. There are so many people today that are hurting. They don't have hope. They're suicidal. Oh, my God, my God. Even children today. But we must tell them, oh, hallelujah, that there is hope, that their hope can be in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, I thank you. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come before your throne, giving you honor, glory, and praise. Lord, I thank you today, oh, for your grace and mercy. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you are a faithful God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for your kindness, oh God. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for your loving us, oh God, so unconditionally. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you're by our side every step of the way. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Through Jesus Christ, his death and burial and resurrection. Lord, today we have salvation. Lord, I thank you that we have a right off to the tree of life. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that we live in the world, but not according to the world. Lord, I thank you, God, that we are more than a conqueror. Lord, I thank you, God, that we have the victory. Lord, I thank you, God, that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are our shield and buckler. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you are our very present help in time of trouble. Lord, I thank you, God, that you are our bridge over troubled waters. Lord, I thank you, God, that you are our shepherd, and we shall not want. Lord, I thank you, God, all that we can look to the hills, all which cometh to our help. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. I thank you for all you've done. I thank you for all you're doing. I thank you for all you're going to do, Lord. I thank you for how you keep our families. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that you're still with us, oh God, that you allow us to stand. You allow us to see another day. I thank you for the food on our table, God. I thank you for the roof over our head, God. I thank you for the healing, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for redeeming us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. If I had 10,000 tongues a day, Lord, it wouldn't be enough, God, just to tell you thank you. Lord, there are so many things, so many blessings, Lord God, that you have given unto us, oh God. Help us, Lord God, not to be selfish, Lord God, but to be a blessing to those, Lord God, even if it's nothing but giving a smile. But most of all, God, tell them what your words say. Tell them how faithful you are. Tell them that you love them. My God, my God. And that nothing, Lord God, is impossible for you. And that it don't matter, God, where they've been Oh, my God, how far down in the mud they have wallowed, oh, God. You can clean them up just like you clean us up. God, I thank you. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you for the Holy Ghost that dwells on the inside of us. My God, my God. Oh, hallelujah. For greater is he, God, that is on the inside of us, and he that is in the world. My God, my God. Lord, we are your children. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, God. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, Lord God. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, God, on those that are sick right now. Have mercy, God, on those that are grieving, God. Have mercy, God. Oh, Lord God, of those that need a job, God. Have mercy, God, of those that don't have no place to stay. Have mercy, Lord God, on our children, God. For I know that this time, God, is confusing unto them. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, Lord. Lord, we need you today. Oh, glory be to your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless every household, Lord God, that is on the line today. And those that could not be, but wanted to be, God. Whatever they stand in need of, God. Hallelujah, God. If it's patience, give them patience. If it's joy, let it be your joy. That surpasses all understanding. Your joy, that is their strength. Lord God, whatever it is, God, bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Protect them, oh God. Keep them safe, God, as they go in and out, God, in the name of Jesus. Let no evil come upon them, oh God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Let the pandemic, Lord God, pass over their house, God, in the name of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus over every household in the name of Jesus. Even my household, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. I ask you right now, God, to bless our president and our vice president, God. Let them seek your face. Let them fall on their knees and call on your name, God. Let them seek you. Hallelujah. What they must do, God, for your people. I pray for President, former President Donald Trump, God. Lord God, remove all evilness from his heart, God. Give him peace, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, and all those, God, that walk around, Lord God, believing the lies, oh God, want to hurt others, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you said in your word, God, hallelujah, whatsoever we shall bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Lord God, I ask God that it be your will, God, that you loose, God, hallelujah, God, loose peace in their hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Bless our people, oh God, as a race, God, hallelujah. Let us love one another in the name of Jesus. You brought, Lord God, slavery unto pass, oh God, hallelujah, God. But some, God, seem to be bound right now in the chains, God, the chains of greed. My God, my God. Oh, hallelujah, God. The chain of hatred. Hallelujah, God. The chains of jealousy. The chains chains of lying, the chains of backbiting, and the chains of gossiping, the chains of murdering. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Gangs everywhere. Hallelujah, God. Innocent children, God, are losing their lives, oh, God, because of stray bullets, oh, God. Oh, my God, my God. Lord, let it be your will, God. Hallelujah, God. As the Baptist said, Lord, how long, Lord, will the wicked, oh God, continue to seek, oh God? Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I know you brought us this far, but Lord, there's so much wickedness in the world, so much evilness. My God, my God. But we're going to trust in you. We're going to trust in you, God. Hallelujah. And lean not to our own understanding. For Lord God, we know that there's nobody greater than you. Not even the principality of this world. Hallelujah. Lord God. Ha, hallelujah. Help us, oh God, to continue to put on the whole armor, God. Hallelujah. And to be steadfast, unmovable, oh God, abounding in your works, oh God. No matter what we see, no matter what we hear, hallelujah. Never to turn loose of you, oh God, but you won't turn loose of us, God. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, that you allow me today to call on your holy name. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that you hear my cry today in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I just glorify you in Jesus' name. God, you're so worthy, God. You're so worthy, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, God. You're so worthy, God. Lord God, hallelujah. You said in your word, God, that when praises goes up, blessing come down, God. Let us praise your holy name. Let us praise you, God, Jehovah. Let us praise you, God, Emmanuel. Let us praise you, Lord. Oh, my God, my God. Let us praise you, Lord. Adonai, let us praise you, Yahweh. Let us praise you, El Shaddai. Let us praise you. Let us praise you, Jesus. Jesus Christ, our Messiah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The anointed one who sits at the right hand of the Father interceding on our behalf. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to your name, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Give us a mind, oh God, to stay focused, oh God, to get more into your word, God, not to be slack in studying your word. For I know I have been too. Hallelujah, God. And I ask you right now, God, to forgive us of any sin, God, in the thing, Father God, that go against you, oh God, that were not pleasing in your sight, oh God, that was hindered this prayer from going forth, Father God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you, and I bless your name. I bless your name today, God. You are so worthy, God. You are so worthy. Hallelujah. You're worthy of all things. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Nobody greater, Lord. Nobody greater than you, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, God. Hallelujah. Nobody like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Nobody greater, hallelujah, than you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord God. Nobody greater than you, Lord. Hallelujah. But Lord, you hear our cry every day, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. My God.
Oh, name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Nobody like you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not so much to be thankful for, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Nobody compares to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you know today that there is nobody like the Lord on today? Glory be to the name of the Lord. I just love that song because it reminds me all the time that there is nobody or nothing that is greater than the Lord. Not sickness, not disease, not death, not nothing that is greater than God. Hallelujah. And nothing is impossible for God. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I say to you today, anybody out there today that has had been listening to this message on today or later in the archive, glory be to the name of the Lord. All over the world, people are listening. But if there's anybody, hallelujah, that have not given their life unto the Lord, I offer you the plan of salvation on today. Say this prayer with me. Father God, I am a sinner. I repent of my sin. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Lord, I know that I am a sinner. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And I know that I can't make it without you. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I confess with my mouth, hallelujah, and I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. That he is your son. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. If you prayed that prayer today, glory be to the name of the Lord. I welcome you, hallelujah, into the household of the Lord. Know that the word of God said today that angels rejoice over one soul, hallelujah, that has come unto the Lord, the 99 righteous, hallelujah, glory be to the name of the Lord. And I tell you today, get yourself a Bible, the word of God, hallelujah. There are so many out there today. Get you one where you can understand and allow the Spirit of the Lord to lead you and teach you and guide you. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And when the church assembly together, hallelujah, praying, ask God to lead you, hallelujah, to that assembly that he wants you to be in. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank everyone for being on the line today. I pray your hearts were blessed by the word of God. And I pray that you got something out that you can share with somebody else. Hallelujah. There are a lot of people in the world today that are still lost. There are a lot of sinners that are still walking around thinking that they have time. Hallelujah. Don't know. Hallelujah. Ah, glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Even in our families. Hallelujah. Ah, glory be to the name of the Lord. But we must tell them whether they want to hear it or not. And once we've told them, let it go and pray and turn it over to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to, let them know that there is hope even in the world today. Hallelujah. When we're dealing with this pandemic and the racism and all that is going on, let them know that their hope can be in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And if they turn it over to him, hallelujah, he will work it out. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. I thank you once again for coming on the line today. Hallelujah. It blessed my spirit on today. Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Ah, God is so good. And I ask that you come back again on Wednesday. Hallelujah. Reverend Doyce on In His Presence Ministry, World Evangelization Ministry comes back on Wednesday for Bible study at 1 o'clock. And then he'll be back here on the first Sunday at 1 o'clock, and I'll be back on the second and the fourth Sunday with the Word of God. Truly, we thank God for all of you. I pray your strength in the Lord as you pray mine in God. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide henceforth and forevermore. Amen. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.